brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Jimmy, the Atwood Music House is an upscale venue opening on the east side of Madison in June 2025, and it will showcase the performing arts and host private events while also serving as a community space for gathering, learning, and teaching. The music lineup for June already looks amazing, and the grand opening features a tribute to Clyde Stubblefield. Here to tell us all about this new venue coming to town is Topher Christensen. Topher, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for coming in. Great to see you tonight, man.
Appreciate it.
Now, you are also the of the Burr Oak. You're behind the Burr Oak here in Madison. And we're going to have the Rocker Jamboree at your place, the Burr Oak. We're really excited for this show.
Yeah, we're excited to host it. Glad we could do it. We're looking forward to it.
I got to tell you, too, if you're in a band out there looking to book a show, booking with you, Topher, was super easy.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, I came to you with some date options. Here's what I want to do. You gave us a date, and away we went. It was seamless, man.
I do my best. I try to manage the load of emails that come in daily.
So I know.
I gave you some priority, man.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
You know, that brings us, Topher, to your background. We were just kind of talking that, well, you've been kind of booking bands for some time now before.
I've been booking the bands, Baroque. Yeah, half my life already. I started in grad school in New York City, booking bands. I don't know if you want to get in my history already.
But, well, you were telling us you worked for Live Nation in the Orpheum Theater here, yeah, for a little while.
For a hot minute, I worked for Live Nation and booked the Orpheum. But I started booking bands right out of grad school in about 2001 in New York City. I worked for a company called Blue Note Entertainment Group.
Oh, okay, sure.
Blue Note Jazz Club and BB King Blues Club. And then we opened the Highline Ballroom in New York City and the Howard Theater in D.C. And I was, you know, I started, you know, as a grunt, and I worked my way up to the top. And, you know, I was booking all the bands by the time I left and started my own company. So I was doing it for over 10 years. And then I left and started T Presents. And then I moved back to Madison and started booking shows around the country out of my house in Madison, and was trying to figure out, how do I get more shows into this town? Because I live here and this is where I'm from.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I was able to figure out a way to bring some small national acts into the Burr Oak because it had just opened, and they weren't doing a whole lot of that. And it seemed to work, and it was a great space. And they invited me to come in and become a partner. And so that's what I did.
You know, a good promoter is key, especially to bigger shows and stuff like that. And someone who knows what's going on all sides, like the venue, what's going on with the bands and whatever, you know, what's some keys to success that you could maybe offer to some new up and coming people that want to get into that business?
It's really a relationship business. And so I had spent over 10 years in New York City building relationships and booking shows in 1,000-person venues, you know, for a decade. And so I had those relationships already. So when I moved back to Madison, I was trying to book a 130 capacity venue in the Burr Oak, which wasn't the Burr Oak yet. You know, it wasn't super difficult. It was just, you know, was it going to work? You know, there wasn't really a spot in town where people could come and do listening shows and like sit down kind of adult contemporary stuff. And I thought, you know, there's a void for that here. Let me try it at the Burr Oak and it, or the Winnebago, or the venue on Winnebago, which is what it was called. And it seemed to work. And so I became a partner. And then, like we talked about earlier, COVID happened. And so we kind of shut down for a bit. And then when we could open back up as the Burr Oak with, you know, the new branding, it seemed to work. And now we're a national stop for tons of tours. So
that's a amazing. Great story.
Yeah.
You know, before we hear about the mission and great programs that you're pioneering, tell us about the venue, the Atwood Music Hall.
Yeah, the Atwood Music Hall.
Stage, the sound, sure. It looks pretty big in the pictures.
The building is over 90 years old. It was built for the Madison Gospel Tabernacle, which was a church.
Oh, wow.
So originally it was a church. They put 1,000 people in there in pews to do church services. No, it was a church. And this is before there was amplification. So you'd have a preacher up on stage preaching to thousands of people.
Yeah.
You'd have a choir in the choir loft in the back singing. And it has great acoustics because that's what it was built for. It was built for gathering, was built for speaking and singing.
Wow.
And so we're kind of like taking that history and, you know, updating it for the present times and putting in a great sound system and putting in state of the art, you know, lights and video. And we extended the balcony so that there's great sight lines and great seats upstairs. And it has this really dramatic ceiling. It's called a lamella roof structure. And you look up at the ceiling and you see these diamonds and it's a clear span roof. And it's just a beautiful kind of majestic space. And we're really looking forward to bringing shows and events into the space in June.
So, like, what's the capacity going to be there?
Yeah, so when we do a fully seated show, it'll be about 375 people. Mm. And when we do a standing show with the floor open, it'll be close to 700.
Was Tuesday Night Room relatively easy compared to, like, your other newer or build-out
type venues? We're not quite to that point yet. Like, the PA is not in, so we haven't tuned it yet. Gotcha. But we feel good about when we put it in.
The natural acoustics are there already.
The natural acoustics are there.
Correct. How cool is that?
Yeah.
Wow. How long did the rebuild take?
We're still at it. We started in in November and we'll finish in May. So,
wow,
just in time to open in June.
Just in time to open in June. Well, tell us about the Atwood Music Hall's mission. I mean, this is more than just a concert venue. You're aiming to tackle racial and socioeconomic issues with the arts.
So, yeah, I'm from Madison. I grew up in that neighborhood. So it was really important to me when I was opening a new larger venue than the Burr Oak to figure out how I could use it to benefit the community and benefit the art scene. You know, when you get a music venue of this size, there's only so many bands that could fill a room that size. So inevitably you have a lot of nights that are dark. You're not using the space. And so I thought, how can I utilize this space when we don't have a show? What can I do to help my community and kids in the community from where I grew up? And so we came up with two initiatives. One is the Students of Live program that we've started with the Goodman Center Loft program. And it's going to bring a handful of high school kids, probably from East, where I went, and La Follette, on Monday nights during the school year to the venue. And we're going to teach them about the live music industry. So the ins and outs from everything from booking to marketing to running a show to being a production person.
Wow. That's great.
So they'll learn, you know, from the beginning to the end of how a show works. And, you know, the thought behind that is let's get some kids exposed to the live music industry that wouldn't have that opportunity before, in the hopes that maybe they'll want to enter the industry in the future. Because if you look at my industry, quite frankly, just a lot of old white guys, you know, and we need diversity within the live music industry. And that's kind of the intention of this program.
If somebody wants to get signed up, do you have to sign up?
You have to be part of the Loft program at Goodman Center.
Okay.
So they'll choose the kids out of that program that want to be a part of this. And it's, you know, it's going to be a handful of semesters. It's not a huge program. So it's very kind of one-on-one teaching. And the second thing I'm doing too is I really wanted to help nonprofits within the community. And so once a month, I'm just giving away the space to a nonprofit so that they can use it for a fundraiser or a meeting or, you know, any kind of way that benefits, you know, their organization. And so the first one we're doing is the Mamas. And so that's the first one in June.
I was just getting ready to say that. Yep. The first one you're doing is the Mama. Dana Perry was talking to me about that.
Yeah.
I thought that was a really cool thing. Once a month.
Once a month. Yep.
Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. Do you have any other programs that are community based like that? Or
Those are the two that I'm doing right
now. Those are the two big ones.
Yeah,
those are actually quite huge and really pioneering. I'm not sure if I've heard of any programs like that.
I don't know any venues around the country doing this, to be honest with you. You know, I tell people we're a for-profit business, but we kind of have a non-profit mindset.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just wanted to do something different.
That's incredible. Yeah. Well, let's talk about the grand opening on June 13th, featuring a tribute to Clyde Stubblefield. The show benefits the legendary community-supported radio station, WORT. And on a side note, your other club, the Burr Oak, is a sponsor of the Clyde Stubblefield stage at Atwood Fest.
Get the drummer song.
What does that mean for you to have like a tribute to the funky drummer, Clyde Stubblefield, to start this venue's history?
Yeah, I really wanted the first run of shows at the Atwood to really pay tribute to the Madison musical history and the Madison music scene. And if you look at all the shows we've booked, minus maybe two, they're all Madison bands or bands that started in Madison and went elsewhere, or people that really influenced the Madison music scene. And if you think about the characters in Madison in the music space, Clyde's probably the biggest guy. Clyde and Luther, right?
Yeah.
It's Clyde and Luther.
Yeah.
Right? And so we really wanted to start with Clyde. And I didn't think about the fact that we sponsored that stage at Atwood Fest, to be honest with you, but I really wanted to have a tribute to him. And we put together a really great lineup. And it's really fitting that it benefits WORT. And I think it's a great way to kick off the venue. So
Wow. I know. I've seen some pretty crazy things that you put on your live music schedule.
Yep.
Tell us about some of the highlights from your June All-Star lineup. I saw Tony Brown.
Yeah,
Natty Nation.
I got Tony Brown to come back and play with Natty Nation. We want to do a big kind of reggae blowout night. That'll be super fun. You know, I wanted to kind of pay tribute to Chris Farley too. So the second night we have his brother coming in and kind of doing a Q&A and kind of just a talk about what it was like to grow up in Madison with Chris.
crazy. Yeah. That's what it was like.
It was probably crazy.
Absolutely
it would be a crazy,
crazy
show.
Oh, wow.
A big deal show for me that I really appreciate is Rainer Maria on June 26th.
Yeah.
They're a band that started at the UW. I think they worked at a record store on State Street here, some of them, and then they moved to Brooklyn and kind of became this big indie emo band.
Yeah.
They haven't played a show in I couldn't tell you how long, and I don't think they've been back to Madison in like 20 years.
Wow.
So that's kind of a big one. And then another big reunion show, we have Spooner doing their 50th reunion.
I saw that.
Which is, I mean, I don't, whoever thought they would even come back and play together.
Who's in Spooner Rocker?
That would be Butch Vig.
And Duke from Garbage as well.
And Duke from Garbage.
And a funny side note story on them, they actually played this room in the late 70s when it was the Freedom House.
Wow.
And they told me, for the CC Riders, it's a crazy story, and maybe we'll record it one day and put it online.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, that's amazing.
Yeah, we've got a lot of great stuff coming in June, and you know, all the shows for the most part are Madison bands or pay tribute to Madison history. So
if we wanted to get booked at the Atwood Music Hall, or if we wanted to see the lineup, how do we do that?
Yeah, you can go to our website at www.atwoodmusichall.com. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. In terms of booking, I would say if you want to play the Atwood Music Hall, you probably need to play the Baroque first. You know, just to show us you can sell the tickets.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Kind of the, you know, the proving ground. So the Atwood kind of fills the space between the Baroque and the Barrymore. So if you can sell out the Baroque, come play the Atwood. You can sell out the Atwood, go play the Barrymore, and there you go.
It's like a video game. You got to earn your way up, you know?
We're like the hierarchy of independent music venues in Madison now, so.
That's awesome. Yeah. And you are, we didn't even touch about that, but you guys are, you're independent, it's your business, and of course, whoever else you work with, great job.
Yep,
and we're very excited about the Atwood Music Hall. The Baroque has been wonderful, and thank you so much for coming in tonight, telling us the story.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Appreciate you. So Automatic Lover, have you seen these guys live yet? I'm sure you have, right?
Yeah.
They're awesome. They're going to be playing at the Atwood Music Hall for the Mamas Ball on June 15th. And that's going to be pretty cool. They're also going to be at the Red Rooster soon. Here is Automatic Lover on Helena's Max Inc. on Civic Media.